Okay, today's Daf Chof Gimel. We're in the middle of the Amid by the two dots of Hamake, Make Biyado. Today's Shir is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Le'il Nishmat, Moshe Eliezer, and Binyamin HaKohen. So Hamake, Hamake Biyado. We said that the guy who's hitting has the whip in his hand, and he administers the lashes, Kol Kocho. Listen to this Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Ma'amidin Chazanim. Chazanim is the guy. We call him a chazan. Doesn't mean the guy who davens most, if I said. It means the guy who's the gabbai. He's in charge. He's the one who's doing it. We call him executioner, whatever he's called. We call him a chazan. Anyway, Ella chasirei koach. They look for people that are weak. Chasirei koach, v'yisirei mada. But they have a lot of chachma. What do they need chachma for? To know not to make a mistake. So you get the 85-year-old guy. He's the best guy they're going to have for this job. Old, wise man. The Yehuda Omer. This opinion is difficult. Afilu chasirei mada v'yisirei koach. No, just the other way around. How about somebody who's very, very strong and not so smart? Why? Amar Rava kavoseid Rabbi Yehuda mistavra. I think Rabbi Yehuda's right. Dichsev because it says lo Yosef pen Yosef. Don't do more. Lo Yosef. Don't do more. If you're telling me someone doesn't have any sense, he's not so smart, that's why you have to warn the guy. But if you're heading someone who's such a chacham, he has to be warned? Listen to this line. For a banan, isn't that valid point? If the guy's so smart, what does he have to be warned for? Ein mizarzin ela mizarez. The only ones you have to warn are the ones that are zealous already anyway. The guy's such a zealous person. He's so smart. He has to be warned. Don't go overboard. The guy doesn't know anything. That's the difference. Right? Ein mizarzin el mizari. Who has to be warned? The guy that's ready is ours. He has to be warned. Take it easy. Slow down. Amazing vort. They ask the question, isn't there generally Isra Baltosif? What do you mean, lo Yosef? You're never allowed to add on. You're never allowed to do Baltosif. Why is there a separate Isra Baltosif here? Oh, love this question. Fascinating question. Very complicated answer. Right? Okay. Tanya, kishu magbia yad b'shtei yadav. When the person would pick up the whip, he'd pick it up with both hands. Or kishu make b'yado achad. He would do it with one hand. Kihechid delech in b'didei. So that the power should be coming from himself. Okay. Ba'kore, Tanu Rabbanan. Hagadol shepedayonin. The gadol of the gadayonim, the head guy. Kore, he's the one who he would recite these psukim while the person is getting whipped. Hasheni, the second guy. Mona, he would count. Vashlishi, and the third guy, Omer Hakehu. Hit him, number one. Hit him, number two. And while that's going on, the gadol is reciting sukkim. Bizman Shemaka Meruba, he's supposed to get a lot of makas. He's 39, he's a healthy, strong guy, he's an Olympian. He's getting 39 makas. Myrich. They would be myrich, the sukkim, so they should finish and not have nothing else to do. Bizman Shemaka Muwedet is a very small number, then Makatzer. They would do it very, very fast. Would be makatzer, so they shouldn't have to. They should finish in time. Ay, vanan tanan, chozal tchilat hamikra. But didn't the Mishnah say you go back to the beginning and you keep repeating yourself? So what are you rushing? What are you schlepping it for? So the Gemara says mitzvah l'tamtin. No, you should try to finish at the same exact time as the guy is getting the malchus. So therefore, if it's a long malchus, say it's slower. If it's a shorter malchus, say it's faster. The ilo tamtin. And if you didn't, chozal tchilat hamikra, you go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Tanur abanan. It says Makir Rabbah. It says in the Pasuk, Abar Yakenu, 40 Malkus, Lo Yosef, not more, Pen Yosef, don't do more, Lakoso, Al Eile, Makir Rabbah. What's a Makir Rabbah? A great Makir. So the Gemara says Makir Rabbah, Ain Liela Makir Rabbah. I only know, I suppose someone's supposed to get a lot of Malkus. Makir Muetis Menayan. How do I know if it's a small amount of Malkus? Says the Gemara, Tamaloma Lo Yosef. Im Kain, Matamaloma Makir Rabbah. What does it mean, Makir Rabbah? Great Makir. What does that mean? Limud al harishonos. It means the first ones, Shei Makir Rabbah. In other words, B'chol Koach. That's what it means. Makir Rabbah. Don't do it like a schlep. Give it B'chol Koach. So according to the Rabbanan, you get an old man to do it. So even B'chol Koach is not going to be so painful. Niskalkel. So we had the Gemara that the Mishnah said that if the person getting whipped goes to the bathroom while he's getting whipped, that we stop whipping, that's enough of a bezayin, and he's done. And it's like a woman, even if she urinates, it's machlokas. A woman, even if she urinates, but a man has to actually go to the bathroom, because the women are more delicate, and a urinating for a woman is considered enough of a bezayin. For a man, maybe it's not.
So Tana Rabbanan, Echad ha'ish ve'echad
ha'isha berei. Whether it's a man or a woman, they have to really go to the bathroom. Well, Abamayim, urinating is not enough. Deve Rav Neir. Rav Yehuda Omer, ish berei. No, for a man, yeah. But for Isha, for a woman, b'mayim, urinating is enough. Chacham omrim, echad ish ve'echad isha, whether you're a man or a woman, it makes no difference how you go to the bathroom, it doesn't make a difference. Bein berei, bein b'mayim, it's all considered a bezayin, and we stop.
Ay, v'atanya, Rav Yehuda Omer, echad ish ve'echad isha berei.
Right, but a different place said, Rav Yehuda said, whether you're a man or a woman, rei is enough.
So the says, yeah, omer of nacham etzach, shneim shav berei.
By rei, he agrees a man and a woman is the same. That's not a stira. The only question is, what about by Mayim? So it's a machlokas.
Amar Shmuel,
kafsehu. Let's say they tie him up.
Zerutz mi bezdin.
He runs away. Right? They tie him up. He gets himself out. He loosens himself and he runs away. And they catch him down the block.
Putter.
He's putter. You know why? Tying him up like that was enough of a bezayin. That's it. It's over.
Mezve.
Wait a minute. Kala, let's say he goes to the bathroom and he makes a bezayin for himself.
Bein berishona,
bein b'shniya, whether he was hit once or even if he was hit twice.
Tzpotnoso.
See, he's potter.
How about this one? Nifzika ritzua,
let's say the strap broke in the middle.
B'shniya,
if it's after he was whipped already at least one time, potnoso.
But berishona,
but if he didn't get whipped yet, he's about to, all of a sudden, the whip breaks. Ain't potrunoso. We don't stop. In other words, if the guy runs away before he gets whipped, what do we say? That's it. Well, you're done. You're finished. You're okay. Go home. But if he's about to get whipped and the whip breaks, then what do we say? Stop, Hunter. Why not? Why isn't he Hunter? What's the difference?
Aim alohave kirat.
Let's say it's the same thing as running away. In other words, a mishap happens. And now we're not going to give Malchus. Right? So the Gemara answers, yeah, in theory, yeah, but you know what? Hasam rut. Hachalo rut. Running away, why are you running away? Running away shows a bezayin. That is the bezayin. You ran away, you're so afraid, you're such a bezayin. The fact that the strap ripped, it's not a bezayin. What kind of bezayin is that? That's just a mishap. The strap ripped. So anything that's a bezayin for you, you're free. Running away is a bezayin. That's the difference.
Tana Rabbanan, Amduhu, listen to this. Amduhu,
they
make a cheshbon.
They assess the guy. Likisha Yilke, when he gets whipped, Kala, he's going to go to the bathroom. It's going to happen.
Potrinoso, again he's putter.
Likisha Yilke, me bazdin. However, if they say, listen, after he's gone, we assess he's going to get 18 malchus. Then about when he goes home, he's probably going to go to the bathroom.
That's Malchinoso.
That you give Malchus, so what?
Not only that, Elafilu Kala Betchila Malchinoso.
Even if he's going to go to the bathroom before he gets whipped, that's also not a reason.
Shenemar, Pikeu Venikla, Velo Shalaka Kfar Bebezdin.
Has to be afterwards, not beforehand. Has to be after you whip, then you get to go to the bathroom, then you're done. You didn't even start yet, you have to go to the bathroom? So what's the difference between going to the bathroom and running away? Not sure. Running away, we said, that's good enough of a desire. Going to the bathroom before it starts is not good enough. What's the difference? Not sure. I don't know. That's like hair splitting a little bit, but that's what it is.
So basically, there are three different levels over here. What?
And you can look at it that way. That's a funny way. That's okay. That's a unique way to look at it, right? It's never the guy that's always someone else's fault. So if he goes to the bathroom once the malchus has started, he's free.
What happens if the
rope ripped? The rope ripped, and said he's not free,
right? And the third case was, if he runs away, he's also free,
right?
Okay. Next, fascinating Mishnah. Kol chai v'krisas. All chai v'krisas, shalaku,
you get malchus instead, niftaru, you don't get kares.
Okay? The Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel that started this perek off said that all chayvei krisas get malchus, right? Or most. And we had a whole discussion over there. The question is that lechatchila or b'dieved? In other words, there was Eidim and Asura that someone did karet, someone did a chi of karet. Does he get malchus? Lechatchila? That's a machlokas. In other words, he's getting the malchus, that's what we do. And then you don't get karet, or no, you're getting karet. Hashem's business. If, for whatever reason, they didn't know, whatever, they gave malchus, then you're potter. That was a huge machlokas, right? That's a machlokas. Some of the daik here, call chayav krisa shalaku, it's mashmer to b'dieved. If you chayav malchus, and we gave you malchus, then you're potter. Mashmer to b'dieved. Right, mashmer from this mission to b'dieved, but they get out of that. The next one says, nifteru yidei krisasam. There's no more kares. There's another machlokes. What if the tshuva play a factor? The Rambam says only if he did tshuva. The guy didn't do tshuva, he's still gonna get kares. Others say no, tshuva is irrelevant. The punishment's so severe, I don't care about you. I won't make a difference about your tshuva. You're done. Hashem will not give you kares. This Mishnah is the makar of a huge machlokes which developed in the 1500s in Tzfat, where they wanted to reinstitute smicha. Everybody knows they wanted to reinstitute smicha. The machaber was involved, and the beirav was involved. Why did they want to reinstitute smicha? The reason was for malchus. They wanted to reinstitute smicha because they wanted to administer malchus. Why? Because you can't administer malchus without smicha. If you administer malchus, the guy doesn't get kares. The whole purpose was to save people from kares. We'll give you malchus and you'll encourage. They all held, that's lechatchila. Lechatchila, we're going to give you malchus to save you from kares. That's the d'eved. Right? Fascinating. It never worked. It didn't work. It's very hard to reinstitute smicha that's been broken. How do you do that? The bezdin has to have smicha, which means ishmi pi ish ha moshe rabbeinu. So it's been broken. The smicha's... The bezdin. No, the actual old man, no, he could be anybody. The bezin has to have smicha. So how do you have smicha? It's been broken. It's not a continuous chain. So they had a whole lump that had to get out of it. Shlichu sayhu with shluchim, it's okay. Very, very complicated. That's what they wanted to do. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. I mean, that was the cause was the Moranos. You know who left Spain in 1492? Someone by the name of Rav Yosef Cairo. He was 4 years old. He was 4 years old at the time, left Spain with his father. He knew firsthand, I mean, he was only 4 years old. Right? He was born in 1488. From 1492, he was one of the people who left Spain. He was thrown out. So, and then he became a Mechaber, right? He lived almost 100 years. So he became a Mechaber. So he was involved in that whole Machlokas in Tzfat. Okay. Anyway, Shenemar, like it says, V'nikla achicha be'enecha, kishelaka, once you get Malchus, hareu kachicha, then you're fine. Then you're one of our brothers. Divrei Rebbe Yechanan ben Gamliel. Rebbe Yechanan ben Gamliel, ma'im ha'over ve'ra achet. No tel nafsho. If somebody does one avera, they take away his life. Isn't it true that if someone does one mitzvah, how much life he's going to get? Right? Look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rivan. First wide line. The Mida Tova, Meruba, Merida Peranios. Mida Tova is better than Mida Peranios. Echad Mechamesh Meos. 500 times greater. How do you know? The Mida Peranios Ksiv. By bad it says, Poked Avon Avos Albanim Ashleishim Val Rebeim. How many generations will Hashem remember the bad? Four. Umida Tovah Ksiv, it says, Oseh Chesed La Alofim. It says Chesed to how many? Alofim. How many is that? Huh? Umatar Gaminon, La Payim Drei, 2,000 generations. So you have four versus 2,000. That's 500 times more. Arba Doros, Keneged Alpayim Doros. Four, Keneged 2,000. Hainu echad bechamesh meyahos. Right? This is made alpayim, eno pachas mishnei. It has to be at least 3,000. The kolshkein im kipshuto demash alpayim atzof kol doros. Okay? Right?
Can you get better than that,
Rivan? Then he says, Reb Shimon Omer, Nimkom Hulamad. You can learn it from the very pot sukkum over here. Shemar says, If someone does and doesn't do an Aveira, no se lo schar ka ose mitzvah. You get the schar as if you did a mitzvah. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe Omer, Harei Omer, it says, Rak hazak lebilti achol hadam ki adam hu anefesh. Ma hadam nashar sha'adam katsa mimenu. Dam is something that's repulsive. Who wants to drink that? Who does that? Popor shimenu makabal schar, and somebody does that and stays away from that, gets schar. Hagozel v'arayas shashar sha'adam is avamen. When it comes to gezel v'arayas, which people actually have a type for, umach murasa, umach mdasim, and they have a desire for them. Hapor shimen alachas kam v'kama, alachas kam v'kama, she is called Darosav Uldar Darosav Atzav called Darov. Isn't that a Kal v'chomer? Right? Kal v'chomer, no? And we come to this very famous, everybody knows this Mishnah. The Rechanan even Akashi Omer. Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Yisrael. Hashem wanted to be Mezakad Kal Yisrael. Well, Sikach, therefore, Hirbel Hem Torah U'mitzvot, he gave Hirbel. What does Hirbel mean? He increased. He gave us a lot. 613 to be exact. Shneamar, Hashem chafet l'man tidko yadil Torah v'yadir. Why do we have so many mitzvot? For our benefit. Look at the Rivan. We have a four machlokas. Look at the Rivan. Rivan says like this. Kadeshu makab, it's the second line. Kadeshu makabu tzchar v'ma shemonin atzma min ha'averot. You're going to get tzchar when you refrain from doing averot. Lufika, herbalhen. If he gave us a lot. Shalom yehal yitzarech l'tzavos kama mitzvos v'kama azaros al shkatsim v'nevelos. There was no reason for Hashem to give a command not to eat shkatsim and nevelos. Who's eating that? She'ein l'cha adam she'ein ha'katsim. There's nobody that's not repulsed by that. Ella, k'desh yikabu tzchar al sheparshin mehen. Rather, you get tzchar when you don't eat it. Almost everybody argues in the Rivan and says, you don't get tzchar for a mitzvah that you have no tie before. I'm sitting here, minding my own business, I'm davening. Do I get tzchar for not eating shkatzim? Most say no. The Rebbe says, yeah. Most say no. Why? Because the only time you get tzchar for not violating the law is when you put in the position you have a tie before it, and you fight all, and you don't do it. Stam. The Rebbe doesn't say that. The Rebbe says, nobody wants to eat that anyway. Hashem gave you a mitzvah, so you get tzchar for it. You hear? What do you think? You think you agree with the Rebbe? You do? You agree with him? You agree with him. Ain't a chanamit. There's 365 of them. So many of them, we have no interest in them. We have no interest in that. So why do we give it? Why were they given? You have tzchar. That's the Rivan's approach. What? What? No. Well, we're going to have other interpretations of what this Mishnah means. That's what the Rivan says. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, beautiful Rambam. I'll read it inside because it's so beautiful. The Rambam says like this. The purpose of life, Ikurei emuna batorahi. Right, we have emuna in the Torah. Ki yikayim adam mitzvah achas karoi ukahogen. Do mitzvahs correctly. The yasena rak l'shma me'ava v'lo shum kavana no sefes me'kavana d'olav. Don't do mitzvahs for any other ulterior reason. Do mitzvahs because you're supposed to do mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, Hashem gave you so many. There's one that you could find that you could excel at. One you could find. You have 613 of them. You can't find one that you could excel at. Right? Yizkel l'chat v'alze omer v'chananya. Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'alkein herbal hem Torah mitzvot. Kiven sheyesh mitzvot rabot.
So many. E efshir shalom yazdamein l'chol adam Yisrael l'asas mitzvot v'shlemet haroya l'fachos pam achas b'chayav. Can't you do one right? There's so many. Right? Get the one right. That's completely different than the Rivan. Completely different. Right? Completely opposite. Right?
And I'll tell you what the Kotzker said. The Kotzker said like this, also great verse. Somebody came to the Kotzker and said, you know, it's very difficult to be a good Jew. I have so many distractions at work, I have my family. It's very difficult. All I want to do is be a good Jew, and it's so difficult for me. Says the Kotzker, you're missing the whole point. Wherever you are, you can do a mitzvah. At work, with the kids, with the wife, busy, this, that. So many, wherever you turn, there's a mitzvah to do. Don't complain to me you don't have an opportunity to be a good Jew, you're so busy. Wherever you go, there's a mitzvah. Hashem gave you a mitzvah everywhere in your life. Wake up in the morning, every single time, part of the day, there's mitzvahs you can do. That's why Hashem gave you so many. That's completely different than the Rivan. The Rivan becomes, he's on the page, because he's Rashi's son-in-law. To be honest, I think the Rivan's very difficult. Very difficult. Right. What? Right. So you mean to say the Mishnah itself says that? So the key is haporish mimenu. Haporish mimenu makabel tzar. What does it mean haporish mimenu? Means you have a title? You don't have a title. You're a weird person. You're a weirdo and you have a title. Right. You walk around the whole day, there's so many mitzvahs we keep, so many losses we don't violate. Why? Some of them is the opportunity doesn't present itself, but many of them is because we have no interest. We have no interest in eating bugs. We have no interest. Still can violate them, right? We all know that. But we have no interest. What? They used to do it. Right, okay. So that's what he's talking about. Yeah, I don't know. What? Right. Anyway, so those are the three approaches. The Rivan says there are so many so you can get tzchar for things that you would never want to do anyway, just to give you credit up at Shemayim. Then you have the Rambam. You find a mitzvah you can excel at. So many to look at, so it's a big list. The list is so long. You can find one you can excel at, and then you have the Kotzker that wherever you turn, there's mitzvah for you to do. Don't complain, you can't do it. Amazing, three amazing parts, no? Amazing. Okay. Amr of Yochanan. So, Cholkin Olav Chaveira of Abichanan Ben Rabbi Gamliel. There's actually a dispute about this, about whether or not Malchus and Kares work. Why? Amr Vadav Rav, Amr Vadav Rav, Haninan. Ain Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim, Elo Shadez Zadonu B'dei Adam, Shadez Zadonu B'dei Kares. We said, there's a Mishnah in Megillah that says, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Whatever you can't do on Shabbos, you can't do Yom Kippur, whatever you can't, there's no difference. The difference is the Onesh. Why? Because on Shabbos, It's b'day adam, and on Yom Kippur you get kareis. There's no schiyah skill on Yom Kippur; it's only kareis. But if kareis always comes together with malchus, v'mita idividi b'day adam hu, they're both b'day adam. One skill for Shabbat and for Yom Kippur, it's going to be kareis. It's going to be malchus. Omer of Nachman, yes, you're right. It's a machlokas tonight. Omer, hamani Rabbi Yitzchaki, Omer malchus b'chayve krisus leka. He says it's not true. It's not true. There is no malchus if this correct. It's not true. So there's a machlokas. The Tanya Yitzchak Omer Chayvei Krisos B'Kal Hayu. Chayvei Krisos, everything, all those arayos you get kareis for. The Lama Yatzas Kareis B'Chotso. And why did the Torah go out of its way to say this kareis only by a sister? The Donor B'Kareis for Lama Malchus to highlight that there is only kareis and no malchus. So that Mishnah in Megillah that said that the difference between kareis, Shabbos, and Yom Kippur is only according to Rabbi Yitzchak and the Chanami. According to our Mishnah, it would be no different. They both be the Adam. Or another answer, Ravashi Amar, I feel terrible rabbanon. You don't even have to say that. Zeh ikar zedono bidei adam, zeh ikar zedono bidei shemayim. What's the ikar? The ikar is kare. Yeah, as a backup, we'll give you malchus. It doesn't change the fact that there's a big difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Yeah, that's only him. That was only him. Right. You're right, I know. Amar Vaz, listen to this. Amar Vaz de Barava, Amar Vaz. Halacha Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel. Who passed the Chanani ben Gamliel? Ask the Arachanai, who cares? Whether Kores and Malka, what's the difference? Well, you pass the Lazus. Amar of Yosef, Man Salak L'ilav Asav Amalei, who went up to Shemayim to say that that's how we paskin? Who did that? Who went to Shemayim to say that we paskin, that if someone's supposed to get Kares, they can get Malkus? Who went there?
Amalei Abaya, Ela Had Amar of Yishub and Levi.
Yishub and Levi made the following statement.
Shoshu Dvar Masu Bezen Shalmata,
three things we did down here, Vishkimu Bezen Shalmayla. And Hashem was so happy with that, with those decisions.
Al Yadam, right?
Man Salak L'ilav Asav Amar, who went up to Shemayim to decide that? Who went up there to do that?
Ella Kra Kardashinan.
It's a pasuk.
Hachanami Kra Kardashinan.
It was actually in Tzukim. We could actually in Tzukim that Hashem was master to what we did. Whether it's here, whether it's by the three. Now we're going to go through and say, what were those three things?
Gufa. Amar Rishuv and Levi. Shosha Dvarim Asir Bezen Shalmata.
There are three things we did down here.
Vishkimu Bezen Shalmala Yadam.
And three things Hashem agreed with.
What are they? Elohim, what are they? Nikra Megillah.
Which the Aruch Haner asks, what about the rest of Purim? What about the Suda and Shalachmanas? Just as Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, the idea of Purim, we added on a new Yontif.
Mishael Shalom, B'Shem,
mentioning, saying Shalom Aleichem with Hashem's name. That's a little bit of a funny thing. It's not allowed to mention Hashem's name in vain. So how could you say Shalom, good morning, with Hashem's name?
And the third one is Bavaz Meiser,
the fact that he took Meiser away from the Levium, because the Levium didn't want to go back with Ezra. As he made a takana, no more ma'aser for Levium. Where'd that come from?
We did it,
and Hashem was masking.
Mikra Megillah d'chsev kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim kimu l'mayla ma'aser kiblu l'mata.
Right, Hashem agreed to what we did.
Ha'vashal shalom d'chsev kini Boaz bari beis lechem.
Boaz came from beis lechem v'yomer l'kotzim Hashem imachem.
V'omer and it says Hashem imcha gibor choyel. Hashem was masking. Ma'ay v'omer.
Why do we need another pasuk?
V'chitem a Boaz hu d'avim b'dayte.
Maybe Boaz did it on his own. Boaz said, Hashem came on his own. Who said that was the common practice? And Hashem didn't really agree with that.
Tashma, Bomer Hashem imcha gibor chayil.
Right? So Hashem was okay with it, and that's the practice we do today. We say good morning, we say Hashem's name, we say shalom. So it was one of the names of Hashem.
The Rishonim said, the reason we do it is because you should always remember Hashem.
Even when you say good morning, too much time shouldn't pass, and you don't mention Hashem's name.
Next, Baba's Meiser, the fifth, the view is called Meiser El Beis HaOtzer.
They brought all the Meiser, had to be brought to the Otzer, to the storehouse.
V'terech v'beisi v'chanani no bezos, Omar Hashem Tzivakot. Yom lo eftach lochem et arbos ha-shemayim, v'rikosu lochem bracha abulidoi. Mayad abulidoi, Omar Mori Barav, atche yibalu sifaseim v'lomar dai.
They couldn't, there was so much plenty, they couldn't even say the words dai, but they're not. So you see that Hashem was masking through all that.
Amar Belazar, you know what, we'll stop here.
We'll stop here because it's already 7 o'clock.
8 o'clock, we'll stop here. So up to Amar Belazar, Begimel Makomot, Hafir Baruch HaKodesh.
There were three times when there was Ruach HaKodesh in a Bezdin, and Hashem gave the Ruach HaKodesh, otherwise the Bezdin would not have known how to pass it. We'll stop here. Tomorrow is the last stop of Masechet Makos, and on Tuesday morning we start Shavuot. Tuesday we're going to start off at 6 o'clock, because it's the fast day, we're going to dive in early. So Tuesday we'll start at 6 o'clock. Everybody have a good day.